This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories that
accentuate the positive.
It's the Wally Show.
There's a good chance that if you looked in your personal email account right now, you'd find a bunch of spam emails claiming you've won something, whether it's a vacation, money, we don't know.
I get one from an AT&T clone, like, cause I have AT&T, and it's like, hey, thank you, you've won a prize. And I don't know if it's from them or not, so I never open it. I just never. I'm not risking it.
Well, you may want to take some learning from Laura. So Laura is a Michigan lady, and she was checking her email for a message from a friend. It was a message that she hadn't gotten, but she knows it's in her email account somewhere. So she's looking for it, but she also notices another email claiming that she had won the lottery.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Delete.
Yeah, but she didn't. Instead, she knew that, hey, you know, 3 weeks ago, I did purchase a lottery ticket.
Okay.
So maybe I should look into it. But she was very cautious and smart about it. She didn't click on anything that was in the email. Don't click on anything, because that's why the spam people want you to click on things and get your information. But instead, she logged onto her Michigan lottery account.
Okay.
When she does that, it turns out the email was legit.
Wait, no way.
Yes, they were trying to get in contact with her to let her know that she had won $3
million. Oh, my goodness. I guess, that checks out, because she has an account. She plays the lottery.
Yeah.
So you go, all right, I could see that. And that's how they would get a hold of me, because I have an account. But it's the thing out of nowhere that it's like, you just won a 5-night vacation. And you're like,
yeah.
And you registered for it. And you're like, I didn't register for anything, but this sounds fun.
Right.
You don't. Don't do that.
And that's when you hear of stories of people being cheated out of thousands of dollars, and it's because they fell for spam.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like, if the deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. And so if you have no history with something, definitely don't open that. But, I mean, if you got a little history, and
I know,
like, maybe you know a Nigerian prince, so definitely open that email. Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show with a little booyah your weekend. Very simple. You tell us a story. We want to hear what happened on your weekend. And then we go around the room and give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. And a lot of times if we boo you, it's because we're super jealous of your great weekend, or because we're booing for you because they're like, wow, that was a bummer. So Gavin is back today.
Woo!
Yay, Gavin.
Yeah.
Back from his COVID vacation, a cocation, as people have called them, because he had to take 5 days off for the sniffles.
I was a little tired.
Okay. Sniffles and tired.
When are you not tired?
I would have been here if I didn't have to take a positive test and all that. So
yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you have to be careful now. So whatever. Okay,
So what happened this weekend, I knew at the beginning when we first tested positive, I'm like, okay, we're going to be out for 5 days. We're going to be here. One thing that I know about my wife is that when we stay in one place for too long, or if things stay stationary for too long, she wants change, and she thrives in change. So I'm like, I'm betting at the end of this, she'll want to rearrange.
Oh, for sure.
The house.
For sure.
I like bet to myself. Yeah. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to wish it into existence, because I don't love change.
You don't want to plant that seed in her head.
But sure enough.
Yep.
On Saturday morning, we wake up and she tells me, she's like, I'm going to shift a few things around in the house. And in my head, I know that that doesn't mean just like put one chair in a different place. Our entire living room basically pivots 180 degrees.
Nice.
We bring in furniture from the shed. The guest room gets shifted around a few times. And that was a good, like, 8 hours of my day.
I love how she says, I'm going to make a few changes. In my house, I'm going to make a few changes means I'm going to carry everything. So, okay. Well, I'm going to boo for you on that one.
Thank
because
you.
I hate doing that. That's tough living with an interior designer.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm also booing that you actually did yoga on your five-day vacation.
I didn't even bring that up.
Yeah, I did because I saw the post. So, yeah, I'm booing that. Double boo for you, Betty Rock.
You know what? I'm going to have to say yay, but it's on the account of your wife because she has more energy, more stamina than you do, and she was probably sicker than you for sure.
She was.
And she's the one that's like, come on, let's get with it. And you're like, then I have the sniffles and I'm a little tired and I need to sit still. So she got you up and moving.
Yeah.
Good for her.
That was exhausting.
But it was
you are 100% right that she was the more sick between us, but she's always the more motivated.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. That's how it goes down. So if you want to play a little Booyah Your Weekend, we'll take your story right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Leah, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, how old are you, Leah?
I am 13.
13, okay. I'm going to give you a tentative yay right off the bat because I don't want to boo a kid today. I'm not feeling kid booey. But you know what? We got to wait and see how it plays out. So the way this works is you're going to give us a story, and you were going to go around the room, give you a yay or a boo. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. So what is yours, Leah?
So this Friday was my 13th birthday.
Happy birthday.
And thank you. And that evening, I got to get some friends together, and we went to this hotel, and we got to swim and eat pizza and play games, and we spent the night there, so that was really fun.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, did your parents go as well, or did they just turn you loose on the hotel and be like, Leah's your problem now?
My parents would never do that, so my mom went with us.
That's awesome. My wife did that with my daughter and her friends 1 year, right around your age, too. And they did, like, this whole American Girl thing where the all the girls brought their American Girl dolls with them and stuff. It was really, really sweet. So that's bringing back a good memory for me of my little angel, who's not little anymore, Leah. I'm still going to give it a yay. I want to boo it because I'm sad, but I'm going to give it a yay.
Leah, I'm going to also give you a yay. 13 is a big year. That's the first year that you're a teenager. And how sweet of your parents to make it a big deal by taking you and your friends to a hotel. I think that's awesome.
Betty, do you remember what your parents did for you on your 13th birthday?
Yeah, we went to a hog tying contest and I actually took second place.
Nice! Yeah. That all checks out.
Wow. I'm glad my parents went with the hotel.
Absolutely, Leah. You're right. So what happened to you this weekend?
I can already tell you that it's going to be a yay.
Okay.
If you're an American, it's going to be a yay. You ready?
Yes, go.
We are attempting to build a house. Worst timing possible. That's how we do things. And first step is building a fence because we have animals and we got to keep them in, et cetera, et cetera. So this weekend, by the way, I'm almost 5 months pregnant. Me and my husband are building a fence. We look up, and there is a bald eagle. It's flying over us as we are building the fence. I feel like that was the most spectacular beginning to our new build life, don't you think?
Oh, I do. Like, as you sat there looking up at this eagle, did this song start to play in your head?
Yes! Just so passionate. Like, you see a bald eagle and you're like, I am American. I can build this fence.
You know, it is nice that when you see stuff like that, because I think we've gotten so messed up in this country where we see symbols of patriotism and we've got it all twisted where we turn that into something like it's a bad thing. It's like, you know what? I love that you saw an eagle, you thought about America and how great it is because we are all truly blessed to live in this country.
Yeah.
Well, that's a yay from me for sure, Patty.
I will give you an answer with a song. And I'm proud to be an American, but at least I know I'm free.
Let's let Lou Greenwood do it. And I'm
proud to be an American. You did amazing. Don't let him bring you down.
Thank you, Patty.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next to you. And it meant her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
So, Notorious B.I.G. said it best, mo money, mo problems. our pastor didn't start with that. I'm just improvising. But he was not the first to have this perspective. The Bible talks a lot about money and the problems that we have with money. And there's a story in the Bible, and I hadn't really thought of all the ramifications of it or the nuances of it. And it's the story of the rich young ruler in Mark, where he comes to Jesus and he says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And so he's rich, he's young, he's powerful, but he's desperate for what Jesus had. And so Jesus looks at him and says, "Well, you know, you need to make sure that you're keeping all the commandments." And the guy's like, "Well, I'm doing all that." And then Jesus looks at him with love and told him, because he could see what this guy was holding on to, because Jesus knows us better than we know ourselves. And he says, "Well, just sell everything you have and give it away to the poor." And it says then that the man just walked away sad. Like, he wanted so badly to be part of what Jesus was doing, but he was so held by the things in his life that he just couldn't give it up. And so then our pastor says, "Well, I'm not saying that God's telling you to give everything up that you have, but could you?" Ooh. And that's the question. Like, that's the thing, because we go, "Oh, yeah, I do like mm-hmm. this, or I do like this." It's hard.
And that's what's so hard, too, is like, I know that this is something that I have to daily work at, because these are things that God has blessed us with our life here on earth. But the thing is, we can't hold it tight, you know, in our grip. We have to hand it off to him, because he's the one that gave it to us.
Yeah. And so, like, how we handle money is important to God. He says, "Where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be, too." And so it's not all about what you make, but how you manage it. And so we gave a couple ways to master your money and not have it master you. And it's like, distinguish between want and need.
Oh, yeah.
Because how many times are like, "I need this." And you're like, when you get down to it, most of those things are, they're a want. You mm-hmm. know, like I had been looking for a house for years, but it was never a need, because I have a house. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. It was always a want. So I couldn't get too out of shape when I couldn't find one. But be a good steward of what God has given you. Like Betty's saying, like, your money's not yours. It's all God's. So use the blessings that he's given you to bless others and not just yourself. And finally, we must learn to be content. Being content is not having everything. It's being okay with having nothing but God. And I think that's a really huge point when you look at finances and our faith. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education. Like, for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, "You know what? I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year." I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, "You know what, I want to talk to somebody about this." You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
So the Beijing Winter Games are almost here, which is lovely. The NBC broadcast team will not be there this year, but our athletes are ready to go, and they are going to look fabulous, because Ralph Lauren has revealed this year's 2022 U.S. Olympic and Paralympic team uniforms for the opening ceremony. And, you know, when you look this good, it doesn't matter how you do. You're always a gold medalist in my eyes. It's interesting because they do all the stuff, and it's always red, white, and blue, obviously. It makes sense. But it never seems like crazy. It looks like winter wear that you would get anywhere else. I don't understand the big hubbub about it. But this is what I really love about, I didn't know they'd been doing this for 10 years or so, like with Team USA, with Ralph Lauren, but here's what I love about fashion is when they describe it. This is my favorite part. One of the biggest additions in the line of anorak-style jackets featuring intelligent insulation technology.
Ooh.
Whoa, that's good. A temperature-responsive fabric that adapts cooler temperatures by expanding and creating a layer of insulation without the use of battery-powered or wired technology.
All right.
This makes a stylish topper for participants of the Winter Games amazing. And this is where it gets even better. Each piece was created with sustainability in mind. One of the vegan materials this year is recycled polyester fiber made with post-consumer plastic bottles.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay, I personally like that because I have a problem with just using plastic all the time.
Sure.
So I try to recycle.
Okay.
But that makes me happy to hear that it's being recycled material.
Well, there you go. Ralph Lauren struck a chord with you. If you'd like to buy some of the gear, did you know you can?
No.
They have the same uniforms that you could wear if you were an Olympian online, and you can purchase them.
If I'm not a vegan, can I buy them?
No.
Oh.
Do they come in XXL?
Was asking for Gavin? That was mean.
Come on, Benny.
No, you're assuming things. You're assuming things.
So
I'm
who's
just
it for?
Asking in general. I'm just asking in general.
It was so specific.
Yeah, it was. It was right on the heels of him talking. It felt really personal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I'm working with two women.
Well, the thing is, if you want to buy a pair of the opening ceremony leggings, and they are fabulous, $298 is what that'll set you back. You might not be able to play like an Olympian, but you can sure look like one for a modest fee. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. There's a pastor named Paul Dougherty. He is the pastor of a Tulsa-based Victory Church, and he lost his Bible years ago, and it found its way into the hands of a man in a homeless shelter. And he said he read it occasionally, and but what he really liked were the scribbled thoughts and the journaled notes that were written in the Bible from this pastor.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. You know, he said since then he actually became a Christian, this guy, and broke free from a lot of the stuff he was dealing with. And he noticed the name on the outside of the Bible. Like, you know, he kept it inscribed. Mm-hmm. Well, he looked the guy up and found out it was this pastor. And so he went to the church, and he came and showed him the Bible, and so he asked the pastor if it was his, and the pastor was like, yeah, I lost that 15 years ago when I was in high school. And so what's really crazy about this is the things that this guy loved, the scribblings and the notes and the ramblings, were from a high school kid that was already in his faith at that age, and that ended up being part of the story of this guy coming to faith all these years later.
And I'm sure the pastor didn't want to lose his Bible back in the day, you know, but it's awesome to see how God can use just some scribblings or highlights that you make throughout your Bible and actually use that to save someone.
Absolutely. And so I am really curious, though, just like this story, do you have a story in your life where God used something surprising? Like, no one would have seen this lost Bible being the thing that led to faith, or maybe, you know, somehow, some way, a Rubik's Cube ended up being the thing that led you to God. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Because I know we can get a lot of life lessons or Bible lessons from things that we see in life.
Absolutely.
And it kind of maybe brings up a parable that you read about in the Bible, or maybe it gives you a clearer picture of how God sees you.
855-33-WAY-FM. So what is that thing that God used to get to you that might seem a little unusual to other people? 855-33-WAY-FM. I always love these stories, so we'll take yours right now. Is there something unusual that God used to get to you?
I got a Bible whenever I was in basic training. I wouldn't have read it, really, but it had a note with it that was from a family, and it said, you know, we love you, and I still have it. It was the reason that I read it.
That's what's interesting, because when you go to basic training, you're young. How old were you? In your teens, maybe?
18,
exactly. So you're away from home. It's probably a pretty scary experience at first. And so you open up this Bible, but the note from the family that cared enough to put that in there is what got you to read more of the book. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I was away from my family and had somebody who sent me something and said they loved me.
Did you ever try and track down these people to let them know how much it meant to you?
No, it didn't have a name in it, unfortunately.
Yeah, that would have been a really cool part of this story as well. But who knows? Maybe they're listening, and you never know, man. We're talking about weird ways that God gets to you, and they could be listening right now and be like, hey, that was us. We did that. Well,
that's
Dakota,
right.
I appreciate you being on with us, man. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Because we're talking about those odd things that God can use to get to you. And Joyce shared her own story, which I think is kind of funny. She said about 17 years ago, before I started going to church, I used every excuse. She even used the excuse, I don't even have a pair of pantyhose to wear.
That was mine too. My wife did not buy that one.
So she said, I kid you not, within 2 days, a trial pair from an actual company showed up at my house and they were the right size.
That's
she
funny.
Said, that was nuts.
See, that's funny, man. I'm telling you, God will take your defenses down and your excuses out if you're truly seeking him. Like he's always seeking us, you know? And so we throw up all these objections, and it's funny to watch God knock them out one by one by one,
mm-hmm.
and to the point where you finally go, all right, I get it. I get it. I'm in.
And we have so many people on this thread. Like I said, you can read all these comments when you go to facebook.com/Wally Show. But lots of people that say, you know, I was crying in the car, praying, God, do you even hear me? And they look and they see a bumper sticker on the car in front of them, and it gives them just the note that they need from God to know that they are being heard.
Yeah, that's it. And that's the way I like how he works. He uses music like on this station all the time, and he uses other weird, random things to get to you and meet you right where you are. And that's the difference in Christianity from every other world religion. All the other world religions, it's us trying to get to God, and this is the one where it's God always trying to get to us. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of Betty's many jobs on the show is to archive the show, and so she listens to a lot of things that we've already done, and she does. Here's how Betty hears the show. She'll pull little clips of audio, and usually of me saying dumb things, and string them together in an attempt to make me look bad, but I love it all. I love every bit of it.
Definitely.
I stand by everything I said.
And sometimes even what I pull out of context, even in context, it still is a little bit odd.
Yeah, so, that's fair.
So here's an example of, here's how Betty hears the show.
That's what hot people do. They constantly make bad choices. Then they make hot babies, and these hot babies grow up to be hot adults and continue to make bad choices when it comes to relationships. You gotta break the cycle. I used to get paid a quarter from people to play my nose. Or like, I am a girl. Wait, don't use that. I wish I had led with, I am a boy, and I feel like a boy, and it's okay for me to feel like a boy. I'm a girl, and I like girls. Thing, so why do I stop it? Stop writing it out. I am the toilet fairy, you know, of all the words of tongue and pen, you know. I got messed up on that one. Yeah, my wife, not nags, my wife consults me.
Consults. You have that stupid look on your face.
I just always have this look on my face.
No, you don't. It's a different stupid look. You do always have a stupid look on your face, but this is a different stupid look.
Thank you. I appreciate you being a fellow fairy with me. I am a victim here today. I was fat shamed. I remember most of the context of all of those, and that was all taken out of context.
I think when we listen to Here's How Betty Hears the Show, it is a very big realization that you are very dramatic. Like, there's no gray area. It's either black or white with you.
I never really realized it until that moment there. I realized it
for years.
The whole conversation about hot babies. Yeah, absolutely. That was a little over the top. With so many companies sending you flyers in the mail offering to refinance your house, it's hard to know who you can trust. Hey, it's Wally, and I trust United Faith Mortgage for a bunch of reasons. One, they are faith-based and they conduct their business as such. Two, they are family-owned, so they know the importance of treating you like family. And three, they will take the time to answer any and all of your questions. For example, I was talking to my UFM guy, Ryan, about refinancing my house and pulling out some of the equity, and I was curious if that money was taxable.
Funny you ask that, Wally, because I get that question quite often. But the answer is no. You do not get taxed on the equity you take out.
That might be the only money that's not taxed.
I think you might be right.
Not only are they knowledgeable, they are serious about saving you money as well. Another reason why I love United Faith Mortgage is there is never any pressure. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
For the last 3 years, my wife and I have been learning how to tackle the challenge of having debt.
Oh, yeah. Because you guys have student loan debt, right?
Yes, we took out a good chunk of student loans, and every month we pay like $500 off for that, which is a lot of money. And I know that there's a lot of language being thrown out there about like student loan forgiveness and all that, but in my head, like
Gavin's like, don't judge. I want mine forgiven.
I wouldn't say. In my head, it's our burden to bear. Like we knew what we were getting into, and we're going to tackle it.
Right.
If it was erased, I wouldn't complain.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't complain about it.
It's a lot of money every month to have. Yeah. But I read something today about how people lose sleep over having debt, whether it's like credit cards, student loans, medical bills. It says that they lose about 200 hours of sleep a year based on the worries that they have that are tied to those debts.
I could see that. If you've ever had debt problems or had debt collectors calling you because they are relentless, I mean, it can definitely cause you some sleepless nights for sure. There is something like Dave Ramsey does Financial Peace University, and there's so many good, like solid financial concepts in that if you follow them, you can get yourself out of debt, and the freedom that comes from being out of debt feels so good.
Well, and I think this is important to say.
Yeah.
Maybe there's those shoes you want, that boat you want, that jacket you want.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you what, it's not worth it if you have a bunch of sleepless nights.
That's right.
So when it's cradling you in your little feet or your little shoulders, are you getting sleep? No, you're not.
No.
So it's not worth it.
The thing about having no debt, it's what it does for you is it gives you opportunities. Because if you're not a slave to that debt, then you have other opportunities to do things, you know, and stuff. And so I think that that's what people, they don't see the long game. We're a very immediate gratification society. And if you can put off some of that, the long game is going to be a lot better.
And then think about who are you trying to impress?
Right.
With whatever it is you want that could put you in debt, who are you trying to impress? Then think to yourself, does it really matter?
Mm-mm.
Probably it doesn't.
No, probably not, because they're not going to be around. They ain't going to pay your bill. You're going to have to do that yourself. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you'd like to win a prize right now on the show, we'd love giving you that chance. You got to do a little work, though, okay? We're going to try to stump each other with a joke. It's the best worst joke. We know they're lame. But you have to pick the winner of our round, okay? But then you have to tell us a joke. And the reason is, if we stump each other with our jokes, the punchline is taken, so their joke is out of contention. But if you tell us yours and we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. That's how you win. So if you want to be good with those rules and you want to take a shot at it, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number if you want to be our person. So first of all, here are our jokes. Let's start with you, Gavin.
Oh, exciting. Okay. Which bear is the most condescending?
Teddy bear. Something bear. I don't know.
Awesome. Okay. A panda.
Okay, I don't hate that. And your delivery was good. Delivery was good. Lady Rock, you're next.
What do you call an acid with an attitude?
Oh, my goodness.
I think I know this, but I can't remember it.
A lemon.
Amino acid.
Yes. Okay.
Science.
All right. Nicely done. Okay. What do you call a skeleton who went out in the snow?
Oh.
A numbskull.
Hey-o.
There it is. Took Betty a split second. I kind of thought that was me a home run with her.
No, that's good. I like it.
So
we
got
good.
Three contenders today. You have to tell us which is the best worst joke in your humble opinion, and that person wins. But then again, remember, you have to tell us a joke, and if we cannot steal your punchline, that's how you win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number if you want to play. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Dina, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Now, you have a prize on the line. You haven't won it yet. So, first of all, you have to tell us, which is your favorite joke? We didn't steal each other's punchlines this time, so all three are up for contention. Gavin, we'll start with you.
Which bear is the most condescending? A panda.
I love it. Again, your delivery was fantastic. Betty Rock?
It is.
What do you call an acid with an attitude? Amino acid.
Nice. Okay, good delivery, too. What do you call a skeleton who went out in the snow? A numbskull. Okay, so there you go. Three jokes to choose from. Which do you think is the best?
I just really like Betty's. It's Woo! Really, really cool.
Was it the delivery or just the concept of it?
Both were fantastic, but it really is the concept. It's super, super smart. It's like, yes, amino acid. Like, I totally get it.
Yeah, okay. So you're into that heady sense of humor. Okay.
That's it.
So, well, now, Dina, let's see how you do. You have to tell us a joke. If the three of us cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. What do you got?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so ready. Okay, here we go. If you're American in your kitchen, what are you in your bathroom?
Oh.
American in your kitchen. American. Oh, I bet this is a heady joke coming from Dina, even if it's potty humor. I don't think we even have a guess. Dina, what?
European.
Okay, not really heady. Kind of the opposite.
That was good. Wow, that was really good.
Betty's jotting that down for later in our meeting. So, Dina, nicely done. You are a winner today on Best Worst Joke.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and the regular news can be a little heavy, and so we like to do good news, giddy up, three rapid-fire good news stories designed to make you feel better. We're going to start with you, Gavin, today. Good news, giddy up, go.
There were a couple of kids that recently saved three dogs from a fire, so they heard their neighbor's smoke detectors going off, realized that nobody was home, got the door code from another neighbor, and got the dogs out, which is awesome. It turns out that one of the dogs had jumped up, turned on a burner stove, while there was a wooden cutting board on it. So,
oh, wow.
I love when dogs take measures into their own hands.
Yeah, but like, we're moving.
Exactly.
I don't like this house anymore.
The wood cutting board didn't make it, but the house did, so they're all good. Oh. And the dogs did make it, too.
There you go. Good news.
I was going like, oof, but it sounded like woof. Okay.
Good news, giddy up, Betty Rock. Yo.
So there was a guy in Utah. He broke a record last week for fastest marathon, but while dressed as a vegetable.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know there was a record for that.
They make a record for everything. Yeah. He wore a carrot costume and finished in 2 hours and 44 minutes. And he raised a bunch of money for the Release Recovery Foundation, which deals with addiction issues.
You know what's funny? No one's ever addicted to vegetables, though.
No, like, no. Yet to meet anyone.
I wish.
Yeah, so that's ironic that he ran with that. And finally, this is really cool. There's a high school football team, and their weightlifting session got messed up because of weather, and so the coach had them all go out and shovel the driveway for people who were elderly or disabled, shovel all the snow, and not to accept any money for it. I'm like, oh, there you go. That's teaching these guys, like, to be good humans, not just good at their sport, you know, athletics and stuff like that. But apparently it's a tradition that this school has been doing for like 20 years. And so to be a good neighbor, and I love that. That's the kind of thing we all need to do, but especially starting to instill that into our young men so that they can grow up to be good men, you know, in the future.
Are you just trying to butter up Gavin so that he'll come and do something
for
you?
Yeah, would you mow my lawn, Gavin, please? No. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And not very long ago, we threw down the challenge, the gauntlet, said, hey, you, listen to Way FM for 21 days. And hey, you, see if it doesn't make your life different. Feel a little bit better by putting all of the truth and the hope that's all through the music we play of God into your life and see how it manifests itself. And hopefully you've taken us up on that challenge because we are running out of time on this, right, Rock?
That's right. You can still get in, though, if you text the word DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979. And when you do, we're going to text you a form. And on that form, you want to fill that out because when you do and you send it back in, you're going to be entered to win a $1,000 gift card.
Look at that.
I mean, come on.
You got like you're getting paid to listen to Way FM, huh? How about that?
I would like to get paid to listen.
I know. Wait, you do kind of. You know, the thing about this is like you can do the 21-day challenge anytime. You could do it in June. You know, I'll listen to Way FM for 21 days straight. But this is the last little bit of time that you have to be registered for for that drawing for a $1,000 gift card. So not too shabby just for doing something that is zero work. You know, talk about working out and like low impact workout. This is way easy, like super easy. Fall off a log, treadmill easy.
And maybe you can see the benefits from it. I'm pretty sure you will. Wally's been doing this himself.
I feel good.
And he says he feels like he's less manic.
Oh, yeah.
On the road.
Oh, yeah. Like, I had a thing the other day at work that in the past I might would have murdered someone, and I didn't.
Ow.
Yeah, feels good.
It feels
changes are happening. All right, so take our 21-day challenges. We are wrapping this thing up, and get your name into that drawing for that $1,000 gift card. Text the word day to 91979. It's not too late. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Hard to believe, but it's almost been a month since the passing of the legendary Betty White. And sadly, her passing happened right before a legendary birthday as well. It was her 100th birthday. And without knowing she would be passing before she made it to 100, she started preparing for the big day early by doing a quick video for her social media followers to thank everyone for their support throughout the years. And now to listen to it, it's just bittersweet.
I just want to thank you all for your love and support over the years. Thank you so much. Stick around.
Oh, this is a little haunting.
Guys, this isn't a time to... Why are you both laughing?
No, I just... We're uncomfortable. We laugh when we're uncomfortable.
It was ironic.
Yeah. That's it.
Anyways, it's just so sad because she was days away.
I know. From her 100th birthday.
You're not taking this seriously.
Yeah, Gavin,
Betty White. No, you too, Wally.
No.
Betty White was a lovable character.
I feel bad for Betty White's family, like the people around her life.
Oh, do you?
I do, because her death got overshadowed by Bob Saget, because he passed away as well. And I know it's not a competition. But
I
know. But I've never seen a comedian get so much posthumous press than Bob Saget.
But
usually it's a story in passing here or there. Even Robin Williams, it felt like there was not as much on him as there was Bob Saget.
But maybe it was just because it was so shocking because he was young and you wasn't expected. Now, Betty White, she's 99 years old.
Right.
You were expecting, wow, like she made it, you know, to 99 is a big deal.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. Betty White is missed, and y'all stick around. Thank you for your least of these.
It's not laughable.
Uplifting Way of Him. This is The Wally Show. And if you own a pet, you know exactly the love and joy that you get from that pet. But more and more pet people following the pandemic think that their fur pal's separation anxiety has increased. So their solution is to get their pet a pet. They're like, hey, I mean, this makes sense. My pet makes me feel better that my pet needs a pet.
It's not so much that way of thinking, because I get this. So
yeah.
I'm one of those pet parents that was considering getting a pet for my pet.
Really?
So not that long ago, I got Beans, Buford Beans, and he's a little kitten. Anyway, he's got a lot of energy, and I thought, oh, it'll be fine. We have a 6-year-old cat, and she'll be great for him. No, she's over it. Like, she has no energy, no stamina whatsoever, and she's over his energy. So I thought, maybe he needs a kitten to be a kitten, you know? Like maybe he needs a pet.
Sure, yeah, a pet for him.
I told that to my roommate, and she was like, no.
She's like, we're both single. We don't need any more cats in this house, all right? We're already walking a fine line.
We don't need to be outnumbered by cats.
Well, a lot of people, they said the reason they did it was to keep their pet company.
Yeah.
And then also to teach them to interact socially with other animals better.
Okay, yes, so, yes. Yeah. I don't see, mine would be more about entertainment.
Yeah.
I need a pet to keep him entertained.
If you were going to get a pet instead of a cat, what other pet would you get for your pet, maybe?
A hamster and a ball.
Okay, so he can't get to him.
Yeah.
Keep him safe.
But you talk about a fun toy.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
I'd get my pet a kangaroo. Because then my cat could like get put in its pouch and it'd be like, this is great.
You know where to get the kangaroo?
I got it. I know a guy.
He's got the hookup.
Yeah, it's not as hard as you think. Yeah, it's not as hard as you think. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever considered this or have you done this? Have you bought a pet for your pet? I think it's lunacy.
It's not.
But maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm wrong here and you can step me straight. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show. We love your thoughts on all this kind of stuff. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever considered getting a pet for your pet?
So 6 years ago, we got a puppy, and she is only about 7 pounds, full grown. And so she really loves playing with other dogs, but she prefers bigger dogs. So I thought, you know, we should get a little bit bigger dog so she has somebody to play with. So we got a puppy in 2020, and he's not that big. He's bigger than her, of course, but he's not as big as we wanted. So 2 months later, there were some puppies being sold in a parking lot, and I got a second puppy.
Oh, my goodness. You got two pets for your pet.
Yes, I did. We have 3 dogs now, and the puppies are going to be 2 this year, and she loves to play with both of them.
I'm telling you, this is how people have a lot of kids, too. It's like, look, you know what? We need another kid to watch our other kid.
Exactly.
Have you ever bought a pet for your pet?
I haven't bought a pet for my pet, but I am threatening my husband to buy a service dog for my dog.
A service dog for what?
Well, we have a standard poodle, and he recently started having seizures.
Oh, really?
And yeah, he just out of the blue started having seizures. And he's a standard poodle, so a lot of times those are used for service dogs. And I really want a golden doodle, and so this is my way to get that. He needs a service dog.
Do you think the service dog would be trained to alert you when your poodle is about to have a seizure, you think?
That's what I'm trying to get my husband to. That's what I'm trying to sell.
That's where it is. I doubt your dog even has seizures. You just trained it to like fall on the floor when her husband walks
in. She wouldn't do that.
She just wants another dog.
She wouldn't do that. Melissa, I support you. I think you do need to get a service dog for your dog. It makes complete sense. To me, that's just a responsible pet owner.
If I have to buy a service dog for my dog, I'm getting rid of one of them dogs.
That's my husband's stance.
Uplifting Way FM.
You've heard of history. Well, this is Herstory with Betty Rock.
There are women all over the world that are doing some amazing things. So her story is a chance for us to highlight some of them. So this time, the New York Yankees promoted Rachel Balcovic to manage the low A Tampa Tarpons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a sports person, but
I can tell.
This is making.
But she's amazing.
But still, she's amazing because this makes her the first woman to skipper a team affiliated with Major League Baseball.
Yeah, because it's hard for women to have inroads in certain sports, especially, and so you'll have a strength and training coach, or they have women in the organization, but to be the head coach of that baseball team that's a feeder team to the MLB, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you could have a guy who's playing in the major leagues someday saying and crediting her for what she did for him when he was in the beginning stages of his career.
Because I believe she was a hitting coach in the beginning, and so like that would even that's interesting to me is guys at this level of baseball, and I think it's really good to see her getting elevated because that means that guys at that level in that sport are actually listening to and taking seriously her opinions and her experience and things like that. Because it's real easy for guys to write things off, you know, from women, especially in sports.
It's very true. But she had to say, she said, I view my path as an advantage. I had to do properly, probably much more than maybe a male counterpart.
Oh, sure.
But I like that because I'm so much more prepared for the challenges that I might encounter.
That's very true. That's
way to
very
go,
true.
Rachel.
There you go. And there's a great example of herstory.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.